of American Exposé listeners. It is the 22nd of September, 2005, Thursday. It is an uncomfortable day for all of us if we watch the news feeds, if we see what's going on, where the evacuees are jammed on the freeways, running out of gasoline. Where's everybody expected to go at this point in time, this juncture? Now, once again, we should have Scott Stevens with us on the second hour, and that should be very interesting. Ted Pike will be with us, Reverend Ted Pike will be with us on the first hour, talking about this hate crimes legislation. Here we see Houston area residents flee as Rita nears. Rita could be strongest storm to hit Texas. This is probably entered into by Dennis early this morning. FEMA sets up office in Texas as Rita nears. Louisiana governor urges coastal evacuation. Was Katrina a perfect storm for manipulation from the Canada Free Press? That would be something to look at, listeners. There's, 32 entries in today's date on American Exposé of news items. Then we've had a major disaster in Iraq, a major problem with the insurgents, the quote-unquote insurgents in Iraq. And this is in the meantime to what's going on here. Now, what could be going on here in other parts of the country when we're inundated with this information on the news about the hurricane? And once again, apparently, hurricanes can be steered. Why wouldn't they steer them away from this country? Or why wouldn't they just freeze it like it, apparently this has happened in the past? And I keep referring to the statement by William Cohen in 1997. Others are engaging even in an echo type of terrorism whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. So there are plenty of ingenious minds out there that are at work finding ways in which they can wreak terror upon other nations. It's real, and that's the reason why we have to intensify our efforts, and that's why this is so important. This is William Cohen, Secretary of Defense in 1997, April 28th of 1997. Just amazing, April 30th, I think it was April 30th of 1975 was when Vietnam fell. And there was another disaster, listeners, where we just allowed that to happen by not supplying them with their bullets for their guns. That's the South Vietnamese. And here we had 58,000 of our soldiers sacrifice their lives for the Vietnam War so it could be manipulated into what it is now. Vietnam, a communist country, POWs, some of which never returned. And it goes back to Korea, too. I keep bringing this up because, listeners, we have the same thing going on in the Middle East. The same thing. It's the coalition. It's under the guise of the UN system. It's Bush is the present occupier of the White House. So it's Bush's war, according to many. Well, it's just because of the occupier of the White House. And I'm not giving any excuses for Bush. Certainly, he's got a family of evil behind him, and Prescott Bush is very, very prominent in the buildup of Adolf Hitler. So connecting these dots becomes easier as the days progress. Hate crimes legislation, listeners, we need to talk about this with Reverend Ted Pike. We'll be back to do that. Oh boy, what a day this ought to be. Stay with us. Shortwave will be moving in October, first part of October, the 3rd, I believe, 11-9-20. We'll be moving to 11920 WWRB. That's 11920. Write that down so you don't forget. Reverend Ted Pike, welcome to the broadcast.
Well, thanks for having me, Chris.
My privilege. Now, we see that the House has passed H.R. 2662, correct?
Yes, it's in as an amendment stuck inside of the Children's Safety Act. Now, this is typical ADL strategy to put a rider, bury a rider inside of some high-minded act which is totally unrelated to ending free speech in America.
Yes.
And it's Article 10 of the Children's Safety Act now includes H.R. 2662. It's called Amendment 2662, and that did pass in its entirety. There's also an amendment to the hate bill, I should mention, by Representative Conyers of Michigan, which says that you can't discriminate against anybody for any reason if this law is passed. And I have questions, does that mean pedophiles? Does that mean child molesters? You can't discriminate against Satanists, witches, warlocks, etc. It seems to be wide open. This seems to be the strongest anti-hate bill, in fact, that the ADL has come up with yet.
Let me ask you, does Hillary Clinton fit into this in any place?
Well, she certainly would be an enforcer of that, of this legislation, if she were in a position of power.
Who do you think is backing the Children's Safety Act, H.R. 3132?
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. That's a good act. I've scanned over it. It's basically giving protection to children against child molesters, registering them, and on and on. It's a good act. And we don't want to give the impression that we want to have our members of Congress vote against the Children's Safety Act, but there's this pernicious, extremely evil Orwellian legislation that which is now buried inside of it, and a lot of members of Congress, of course, are too busy to read the hate crimes law, and all they say is, well, what do we have here today? Oh, this is the Children's Safety Act. Let's vote yes on it, not realizing what's inside of it.
Now, keep in mind, child molesters have been having to register themselves for years in every state of the union.
Yes. I haven't read the Children's Safety Act, but in scanning over it, it seems to be fairly bland and does not contain these tremendously ominous implications of what is called the Local Law Enforcement Hate Crimes Prevention Act.
I see. And so you put this on the doorstep of the ADL?
Oh, absolutely. This is the ADL's baby. They've said so many times. They're always weeping crocodile tears when they can't get it passed. Last year, when we defeated it in conference in October, on their website, they say that they said this hate bill was their most important piece of legislation of the year. They were very, very bitter that it was disappointed, and it's so important because what it basically does, in a nutshell, is it breaks down all barriers to federal intervention in states' rights law enforcement. Now, this is important because there have been real barriers to allowing the federal government and federal marshals and so on to come down and tell local attorney generals what to do and local legislatures as they interpret the Constitution and civil rights.